KGMI Morning News Extra.
At 7:50, talking about government, good and otherwise, with Jason Mercier of the Washington Policy Center. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Mike.
So you've been talking a lot about this capital gains tax all the way through the session, and the reason I've been wanting to kind of beat the dead horse here in this show is because, it's really a story about whether the government responds to what the people will say they want, or more importantly, what they say they don't want. And now that this is signed into law, it's just a reminder that sometimes things happen that people in the courts have said no to so many times.
Yes, with a stroke of his pen yesterday, the governor removed Washington from the list of states that don't have an income tax. We can't claim that anymore. You know, earlier we talked about how the Department of Commerce removed from their website all reference to the fact we don't have an income tax. And I was questioning that because that has been something of a competitive advantage that we have advertised. It looks like Commerce was right. It looks like they knew what the governor was going to do. And with his signing of Senate Bill 5096 yesterday, the income tax on capital gains, we are no longer in no income tax state. We can't claim that. But there have been two lawsuits, one already filed, one about to be filed. One was filed by the Freedom Foundation. One is about to be filed by the Opportunity for All Coalition. That's the group that successfully fought the Seattle income tax from a few years ago. So even though the governor and the legislature have said that we want to go down the road of an income tax, we'll see if the court is going to permit that. Because for almost 100 years, the courts have consistently said that you own your income. Income is property. And that makes this type of tax that was just passed by the legislature unconstitutional.
Do you think there's a possibility that, that the lawmakers who've been so bent on passing this capital gains tax here in the state this legislative session are really using that as kind of a bellwether event to try to cram the door open more to broader-based income taxation in our state?
We know that for a fact. We have public records from the supporters of this in the legislature showing that their goal is to use this to see if the Supreme Court will overturn all the prior rulings saying that you own your income. And if they do that, then next year the legislature, or after the court rules, can come back in and pass a broad-based graduated income tax without the constitutional amendment. And why that matters is the voters have consistently rejected income taxes. 10 straight times we have rejected ballot measures, including 6 constitutional amendments to allow a graduated income tax. So the voters are having none of this, which is why income tax supporters are now trying to use the courts to do that work, to open up that door. And you have an indication of what they think the voters will do with this, because they attach that stealth emergency clause to prohibit the right of referendum. So I think even the supporters knew if this went to the ballot, the voters would yet again overturn it.
What do the Fed, specifically the IRS, say about whether or not a capital gains tax is an income tax?
Yesterday, the governor repeatedly said this is an excise tax. This is an excise tax, almost as if he was trying to convince himself. And he's probably trying to convince himself for good reason, because there's not a tax professional in the world that agrees. The IRS, the Congressional Budget Office, and every single other state in the country, all 49 other states, all agree and say that capital gains are income and taxes on them are income taxes. You don't have excise taxes on income.
Just shaking my head. I'm just sitting here shaking my head. Jason, we hope you keep updated on how the lawsuits proceed here. And it's an important issue for a lot of people. Thanks for joining us today on KGMI.